In this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast, we're following up with part two of our holiday stress special. We're talking about some things that could be stressful during the holidays, talking about some studies and surveys that have been done. And then I'm going to give you some specific tips that are going to help you be less stressed this holiday season. And as usual, as we always do, we'll give away free stuff. We always do that. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright, originating from the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. He has hypnotized thousands of people from all over the United States. David R. Wright has been featured on news outlets all across the country and is the clinical director of an outpatient mental health and hypnosis clinic located just south of Detroit, where he helps people daily using the power of hypnosis. Welcome, the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright.
What is going on, people? This is David Wright, the Motor City Hypnotist. We're back with another episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast.
Hello, David.
Hello, Matt. That is Matt Fox, the other voice you hear.
Hello.
We are here live in the podcast, Your Voice, Southfield Studios.
Yes.
Doing a podcast, having a drink. Well, Matt's having a Wendy's drink, but,
Hey,
I'm sipping on some old Bartons here.
Oh, very old Barton. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, actually, I'm saving myself for this holiday season. And I have.
Oh, you're working up a resistance here?
Or? Not a resistance. I just, because we've already talked about in the last episode the time that we don't have, right?
What are you people? On dope.
Kind of wish I was, as sometimes. But the fact is, it hasn't been high on my priority list.
Right.
To have a drink. I had a couple of sips yesterday, we're doing housework or what have you, but.
This may be my age speaking, but I've found over time where we'll go out and have a drink or two maybe. And I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like.
Well, we went out on Friday night this past week, last week, and we waited over just about an hour for a table for two.
Really?
Yeah. It was the place was hopping. So give it.
Yeah. Right.
But, we got a drink while waiting.
Sure.
And then we got a drink while we were having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And after that second one, I'm done.
Yeah.
I was like, after all the food and then.
Yeah. The after drink, the food and like a drink or two. Sometimes I'll get home, it'll be like 7:30. I'm like, I could go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And then, you're paying attention to the finances at that. You can't.
Well, yeah.
You could stay home and have three, four, five drinks.
Well, sure.
It'll cost you $4.
But there is something nice about sitting out and being served.
That's
always nice,
Fair enough.
Yes. As long as it's something good.
It's quite pungent. It stings the nostrils.
I actually had to teach someone how to make a Manhattan. Friday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, throw a few more spritz of bitters in that, would you?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay.
Was this the bartender?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like a friend or something.
No,
really?
I'm like, no, you need to throw some more bitters on that. As I watched him make it, I'm like, no cherry, no nothing. What's come on.
like this in the background. What the fuck is it?
Yeah,
that was me.
That was you to him. Yeah, yes, exactly.
That was me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, where can crazy. We find you, David?
What happened?
Let me tell you where you can find me. My website is MotorCityHypnotist.com. Check that out. Facebook and YouTube are both Motor City Hypnotist, and Instagram and Snapchat are both Motor City Hypno. That is HYPNO. And as we do every single episode, free hypnosis guide is yours to download and keep. Text the word hypnosis to 313-800-8510. And if you need that number, jump on the website. It's the same number it's the same number to our office for Motor City Hypnotists. It's on the website. So if you have any questions, you go there. See the phone number, text the word hypnosis to that number. You will get your free hypnosis guide. And the important thing, wherever you're listening, whether it's on Facebook, maybe it's on whatever audio platform you're hearing me on, whether it's Spotify or Stitcher or wherever, join, connect, subscribe, whatever it is on your platform. And the important thing is leave a review. Mm-hmm. Reviews help a lot. I just did a show this past weekend in Sturgis, Michigan. I already have two reviews from it. So those things help because people see that and they're like, oh yeah, people love this. So hopefully you love it. If you leave a review, that would be awesome, you know, because, you know,
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
So, yes, leave a review. It would be very much appreciated.
Perfect.
All right. It's time.
Real quick. Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, wait, real quick. Go ahead, Matt.
Winning is done.
We're going to talk. Okay, so from the last episode, the Detroit Dog Rescue of the Week.
Yes.
Chester. Right? The Catahoula Leopard Dog Mix.
Yes.
All right. It's an American dog breed named after Catahoula Parish, Louisiana. It became the state dog of Louisiana in 1979. It is recognized by the United Kennel Club under the name Louisiana Catahoula Leopard Dog.
I've never known that before.
Me neither. I just learned something.
Yes, I did too. That's very interesting. So Chester was our Detroit dog rescue dog from last episode.
Yep. And that, you know, someone asked the question, you know, are Catahoula leopard dogs good family dogs? And it says, may not be a great match for first time pet parents. However, but they thrive in homes with a family that can meet their physical and mental needs.
Nice.
So
there we go. Well, and here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a canine expert by any means, but all dogs need
an active
that.
Yeah, they yes. need some type of an active
they,
lifestyle.
They need somebody who's going to be attentive to their needs.
Perfect.
Let's say that.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So I'm sorry. Winner of the week.
Okay. Here we speaking go. Of dogs.
Okay.
Joe Rotunda. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the screen capture. That's the photo credit. Never mind.
Okay.
A man in Austin has fallen head over heels for a dog that's heels over heads.
Heels over heads.
Yep.
Okay.
Alva, the dog.
Alva.
Alva.
A-L-V-A.
A-L-V-A.
Okay.
Alva, the dog, has wobbler syndrome.
Oh, okay.
But that didn't stop Joe Rotunda from knowing they were meant to be together.
So wobbler syndrome is a
muscular issue where there's lack of coordination.
Okay.
And it's very difficult to walk or move because the muscles spasm or don't respond the way you want them to.
Yes.
So arriving at Austin Pets Alive in November 2020 at just 5 months old, Alva was flea-ridden, malnourished, and in need of a helping paw.
Man.
She had a hard time standing and walking on account of the syndrome.
Right.
After almost 24 months of shelter stays, the rigors of her life with wobblers and multiple owners had made her self-protective, territorial, and shy.
Duh.
Yeah.
Two years behind bars.
2 years behind bars and with just coming back and forth with people who didn't want her.
Right.
Yeah. Which is a bummer. Mr. Rotunda had originally seen Alva on APA's Instagram and felt he had to do something to help her.
Okay, good.
I just looked at her and said, I bet everyone has given up on you, Rotunda told APA. I'm not going to do that.
Perfect.
Nor did he, but instead he visited her at APA every single day for 2 months to earn her trust.
Wow.
In the hopes he could welcome her into his home. Seeing that there was a potential end to Alva's difficulties, APA staff worked in the shelter to provide more accommodations for her Parkinson's-like motor instability, in addition to a kind of physical therapy.
Okay.
Eventually, Rotunda got what he wished for, and Alva was able to move in with him and his other dog, whom she also made friends with.
Perfect.
He outfitted his house with various ramps and padded corners to ensure she had safe, maneuverable environment. Alva gave me a gift every time I saw her, and that was inspiration. It is her spirit that is so infectious. She shines and nothing gets in her way, Rotunda said. She doesn't know she's different.
So he made his house a bumper bowl.
Yes. Made his house a bumper bowl for Alva.
I'd love that.
Because Alva's wobbly.
Right.
You know, and unsteady or whatever.
That's great.
So here's the commitment here. He didn't just go pick her up. He knew, as the article stated, because of her issues and being in and out of foster care and with different owners after 24 months, She was self-protective, territorial, and shy.
Yeah.
She was withdrawn.
Yeah.
She didn't want to interact with anybody.
You know, separation anxiety.
So like I said, he spent
2 months.
Every day for 2 months, he went to see her to build trust and get to know her. And
wow.
After those 2 months, they bonded.
Right.
And he took her home.
It's like dating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great Odin's raven.
All right.
Sexy time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not for Alva. No, that's crazy.
What happened?
That took a turn.
So anyway, Joe Rotunda. I think it's Joe.
It is
Joe Rotunda.
Yep.
Joe Rotunda and Alva. What just a great story. If you want to check out the link in the show notes, there's video of Alva walking around his yard. Perfect. All wobbly.
Okay.
It's adorable. You think it would be sad, but it's fun because she's
playing.
She's in her home.
Yeah.
And she's comfortable and she's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Great runner of the week.
That's how winning is done.
Yes, it is.
So, back to it.
So, on a side note, after that word from Negan, did you watch Walking Dead all the way to the end?
I did not.
Okay, I did not either. Because, you know, there's that new series is coming out in March, the Rick and Michonne series.
Is it, what is it called now?
I have no idea.
The
they're like 5 million offshoots of this thing now.
Yeah, it's like the Running Man, is it what it is?
No, but they are redoing the Running Man.
Why?
They're doing a remake of it.
Who loves you and who do you love?
I mean, without Richard Dawson in it, how are you going to do any better than
Survey
that?
Survey says!
No, I just funny you said that. I just read that the other day. Yeah, they're doing a remake of it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we're finding, I'm thinking the Running Man, trying to find the Running Man. We're talking about holiday stress, and we were talking about some studies that were done and some information about holiday stress. And we're going to get into some very specific things that you can do by the end of this episode.
Perfect.
So there are a couple things that we want to look at as far as the surveys that we looked at. A survey by Total Brain found that 31% of American shoppers would eliminate Black Friday if given a chance.
Did they use their total brain for that?
I don't know.
Can you repeat that statistic again?
A survey found that 31% of American shoppers would eliminate Black Friday if given the chance.
That's when the best deals are out.
Well, yeah, but that's where it's so crazy, though.
But then you have Cyber Monday, but then you also have Small Business Weekend.
Well, here's what I've kind of find out from clients. And again, my test audience is much smaller than probably these studies were.
Okay.
But many people don't want to go out. They don't want to be in a crowd.
No.
They don't want to have that stress of people being idiots.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, I do.
And just being angry and you know, just...
You mean when they stop walking right in the middle of the aisleway when you're trying to... when
Or they're just like trying to grab things from you and fighting. And, you know, it's just crazy. Or just, you know,
yeah, those...
maybe they want to do it live.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah, those, people like that. Yeah. You don't want to meet out.
No.
You don't want to run into that.
And we've all seen the videos of just the craziness that happens.
Yes,
you know, go back to the, not to pinpoint a certain consumer or store,
uh-huh.
but I'll say it, Best Buy.
Yeah.
And people would line up and they would fight each other for a freaking TV.
Yep.
And yep. It was just, it's stupid.
Well, no, there were fist fights over those Cabbage Patch
dolls,
yeah. And
Beanie
and
Babies
stuff, and stuff just over the last, I mean, since I've been alive, yeah, that whatever the fad is at the time,
right?
Yeah, you know, people just go nuts. They're you know,
he has a brain like a chicken.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My dad's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's got to get me this figurine.
Yeah. So a lot of people would eliminate Black Friday. Now, Cyber Monday is probably much more appealing to people because they can just do it from home. They don't have to go out and deal with people.
But here's the thing. Small Business Saturday doesn't happen without Black Friday.
Right.
Yeah, that's where you support local.
Correct.
Right.
So Credit Karma did a survey in 2020 that identified 50% of respondents were worried about being able to afford gifts during the holidays.
Well, that should be your everyday life.
Really. Well, sure. But people, and again, here's what I've seen. People think about it, but they don't really think about it unless they're forced to. And they're forced to come Thanksgiving, first week of December. That,
right.
I don't have enough money for gifts.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
but that's
and that stress adds on.
But the stress continues on because you went and maxed out a credit card,
right,
to purchase and give your spouse, your kids, a great holiday or great Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went out and you put yourself in debt a couple grand. And then you're like, oh, I'll work on paying it off in the first few months of the next year. And then life takes over. And yeah, next again, that following year, you're right back in the thick of it and you're maxing out another credit card.
Well, and you're in finance, Matt, so you know this. And I'm not lecturing, but here's the thing. Credit cards are there for a reason. They're there to use if you want to use them.
It's called short-term debt.
Yes. It's not something to carry long-term, because what happens is people will charge their credit cards up. They'll be like, well, I'm making payments every month, but it's the minimum.
Yeah.
It's going to take you 30 years to pay this debt off.
They put that right on the statement.
Yes, absolutely. And especially right now with rates higher,
mm-hmm,
you know, prime rate is what four? Is it four right now? 3.5?
I've been out of the banking industry for a couple of years.
Right.
So I haven't paid attention to the prime rate. I just know where my own personal finances are. And I'm not worried about the whole credit card issue at the moment.
Right. Yes.
And I don't plan to ever be again.
Well, sure. But that's the challenge. People spend because they feel like they have to, and then they never catch up because you're just buried in debt.
And I would teach classes about how to budget responsibly and help them understand that credit card is there as something you pay back within 30 days.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You can't go and put $2,000 on it and expect to pay it back in 30 days unless you can.
No, unless you can.
But I would teach folks that do not have those means.
Right.
Right. And
help
them to use credit responsibly. And that's where a lot of people get themselves in trouble this time of year, which causes that additional financial stress. And then they're reliving it year after year.
Because it's the next Christmas and you still haven't paid off what you spent the prior year.
In fact,
you're more in debt because of the interest.
Correct.
Yes, absolutely.
You paid off maybe a fraction of what you spent last year. A small fraction.
So there's a company called Term Life to Go.
Oh, yeah.
And in their survey, they did a research on search histories on search engines online.
Okay.
And found terms like anxiety disorder, stress disorder. In December, the states with the most holiday stress, you want to guess?
States. Florida, California, Washington, and New York.
No on all of those. This is going to be weird.
Okay.
North Dakota. Nebraska.
North Dakota?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma,
New Hampshire, and Massachusetts.
Well, okay, those are the most high stress.
Yes, as far as search engine results for anxiety disorder and stress reduction during the holidays.
And this was Term Life to Go.
Term Life to Go is the company.
Do they make them pee in a cup?
I don't know.
Okay,
but isn't that weird?
That is strange.
And I kind of get this, and hear me out here. See if my logic holds.
Okay.
North Dakota, Nebraska, Oklahoma typically are probably middle to lower income states.
Every state has that.
No, every state has a
low to moderate
an urban income area,
yes,
or a higher income area.
Yes.
But in general, most of North Dakota, Nebraska, and Oklahoma majority is rural.
Okay.
Let's say that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
New Hampshire surprises me because that seems like a little bit more, I don't know, advanced.
Well,
does that make sense?
I've never visited, so I can't.
And Massachusetts also.
Yeah, I've never visited.
Yeah.
So I can't speak on that level. None of those states I can talk on a level because I've never been. So I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be. But okay, the same survey. Do you want to talk about the least stressed states?
Okay, I'll repeat what I just said.
None. Alaska.
Okay, go
which
on.
Is odd.
Go on.
Wyoming.
Okay.
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Kansas and South Carolina.
Two of those states I've lived in.
Yep.
I lived in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
There is no stress in Alaska.
Right.
It is a beautiful state and you've got so much to do. But I'll tell you the other thing. Back in the day, you would get paid to live there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
In Alaska.
Yep.
Just because of the oil.
Right. Right.
And then in Washington, D.C., where the other state where I lived. Yeah. There's a lot to do there.
Sure.
And the income levels in Washington, D.C. are elevated just because of the area itself.
Right. Well, cost of living is really, really high.
Yeah. Yeah. The home that you're in now.
Yeah.
I would guarantee that it would probably cost about four times more.
Yep.
In that area.
Yep. I would agree.
Yeah.
Yep. So I know we've talked to, and there are a couple, let me hit these really quick.
Do just, it. Just, do it. Do
just,
it.
So a lot of people cope with stress by withdrawing or isolating.
Mm-hmm.
That's how a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that involves comfort foods, television, sleeping, and drinking, which can be
what's
bad for you.
Yes.
Could be. In excess. So 49% of a survey from Walgreens, again, back to the Walgreens survey, plan on to manage their stress by shopping for gifts online rather than in person.
Sure.
45% of women identify the month of October as a key month to get their finances back on track.
October.
Yeah.
That's kind of late in the game.
Well, because they're at that point, they're starting to think about Christmas.
Yeah,
they're starting to think about the holidays. Yes, I get it.
That's still too late in the game.
A 2020 survey found that 59% of respondents were planning to change their gift-giving traditions to cut down on costs.
Okay.
Which is fine. So some of the top relaxation techniques, according to the American Psychological Association, to cope with holiday stress, listening to music,
right,
reading, walking/exercise, or attending religious services.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get with God.
So here's the thing. I'm going to give you 9 things that you can do right now to reduce your holiday stress.
Are you going to start at number 9 or number 1?
Nope. I'm just going to list them. They're probably all important. So there's no hierarchy as far as importance here.
Okay.
Number 1, and I know it's already the 11th of December, but 1 is plan ahead.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something right now, and I'm going to be as concise as I can about this. People do better with a schedule or a structure.
Yeah.
Even though most of us would think, I don't want to be constrained by a schedule or constrained by a structure or an obligation. But in studies have been done, especially if you watch like the specific ones I'm thinking of these people who become millionaires,
mm-hmm.
quit their jobs, quit everything, and become so unhappy because they have no direction and no purpose in life anymore.
Right.
So plan ahead is the big thing. Make a schedule, like plan ahead as far as shopping goes, as much as you can. Like I said, I know we're already a couple weeks away from the holiday,
mm-hmm.
but plan ahead as much as you can. Here's a big thing, and this goes for every day, not just the holidays. Say no. I don't. Some things you have to do, some things you don't have to do, and people overcommit, and this is what happens during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're committed to like 5 different parties and 3 work parties and doing dinner for three different families and.
Uh-huh.
You have to say no.
Yeah.
Set some limits for yourself,
mm-hmm.
for your own peace of mind.
Yep.
Back to planning ahead. Plan your spending. Budget. Yeah. And budget. Don't go over it.
Right.
Here's the thing, folks. You can feel guilty about not getting gifts for certain people or not spending as much as you'd like to on your kids. It's doing you a disservice to if you go past your budget, you're doing yourself a disservice. Will be fine.
They'll get over it.
They will get over it. Create a relaxing surroundings. So I know that's easier said than done, but if you have a home, have a space that's yours.
Yep.
that you can go to and just be by yourself,
mm-hmm.
whether you want to listen to music or read or meditate or pray, whatever it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But just make sure you have a place that's for you, mm-hmm. and that when you go there, you're not going to be interrupted.
That's really tough for a lot
well,
of mothers.
Well, that is tough. But if you arrange it with a family to say, when this door is closed, this is private time.
I can't tell you how many mothers are cursing your name right now, because every time they go into the bathroom
here's the thing. This can work. And I know you can curse me, but it can work, because you have to have, if you have a partner with you,
uh-huh.
that's where they come in.
Uh-huh. Oh, don't get me wrong.
No. Yeah. I mean, yes, you're right. If you're a single parent, I get it. That's
uh-huh.
a challenge.
Uh-huh.
I'll
share this with you, David.
Yes.
Over the past year, there's been a few times where I've had to tell the 20-some-year-old, leave her alone. She's in the bathroom.
You know, I'm like,
come on, like, give her 45 seconds to take care of her own business, and then you can speak with her. Don't knock on the door when she's midstream, for God's sakes.
What happened?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's like,
right.
I get it, but yeah, got to have some time for you. Yes.
Yeah. So create those relaxing surroundings where you can do something you can enjoy. Maintain healthy habits. Now, if they're already in process or not, here's the thing. If you work out and you work out, I don't know, 3 times a week, let's say,
mm-hmm.
and then when December hits, you're like, I'm just too busy, I can't do that. No, don't change the things you were doing that are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't change the things that you're doing that are going to relieve and help your stress level.
Fair.
Don't cancel hair appointments or nails mm-hmm. or massages or whatever you do mm-hmm. as far as your self-care goes.
Right.
That's when you should maybe do more.
Right. That's where you should treat yourself yes, to something that absolutely. You're budgeted for, something extracurricular yep. that you are not doing regularly. Right.
Yep. Next is share your feelings. Now, when I say that, that's a general statement. But what I mean is share with other people, your partner, your kids, your relatives, your friends,
mm-hmm.
what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes you spend so much focus on what everybody else needs, and then you just run dry. You're just empty, yep. and there's nothing left. So be okay to ask for help.
Right.
Share what you need with other people. Let them help you. If you try to do it all yourself, and I know this is a difficulty for some people, if they do it, they know it's right.
Uh-huh.
If you delegate, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right,
but
right.
sometimes you just have to let go of that power. Just, mm-hmm. just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal.
Right.
Let somebody else do it.
What's next?
Be realistic. So I'll give you a generic example. A family that's in conflict in, just say, I don't know, maybe siblings are not getting along. Maybe parents are not getting along. To have this idea in your head that we're going to have this idyllic, perfect Christmas is not realistic.
No.
And that shouldn't be the expectation.
Hmm.
It should be, let's be realistic about this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's forego this for this season. And let's work on this throughout the rest of the year.
Right.
To force people in situations that you know there's going to be conflict, or that people are not going to want to be there, it's just not healthy. And it's not, and it's just going to add stress for you. So be realistic.
I like that.
This is probably one of the biggest ones. Take a break. Don't push yourself to the point of, you know,
breakdown,
exhaustion, yeah, or breakdown. You just need to step back and
or meltdown.
Yes, yeah. that will happen as well.
Yeah.
So if you're super busy and you have 5,000 gifts to, you know, just take a break. Because mm-hmm. listen, 2 hours is not going to make or break anything in the big scope of things,
sure.
in the big picture.
Unless it's Christmas.
Well, see, that's a different story we could be getting into there, but you know, but yeah, just take a break. And I would say, I know a lot of these are very generic and very plain or very, very unspecific, but it's part of taking care of yourself. It's setting boundaries, being able to say no, focusing on yourself. I've said this so many times to people over the years. You're number one. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is second.
Sure.
Sounds selfish, but you have to work that way, because if you're not number one, eventually you're going to run out of gas. Yep. And you're going to have nothing left for anyone else.
Yeah.
You're number one. Take care of yourself. That should be your priority.
Love it.
Absolutely. All right, folks, that is holiday stress. So before we leave,
oh,
somebody needs to be adopted.
Detroit Dog Rescue Puppy?
It's not Matt or I.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany. Oh,
who is it?
It's Cupcake.
Cupcake. Is that with a K?
Cupcake. No.
No.
There's Cupcake.
Oh, that's a lab mix.
It is. It is a lab mix for sure.
Look at those ears.
Cupcake is a lab mix. She's female, 45 pounds.
Okay.
Dog friendly, cat friendly, unknown.
Okay.
Kid friendly.
Yeah.
Medium high activity level. She was born in January of this year.
Oh my goodness. Pup puppy.
So she's a puppy, pup puppy. Look at that. Aww. Look at that face.
Come on. You guys got to be on Facebook Live to see these puppies.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. So those listening to audio, if you want to see, we bring up these animals at the end of every episode for adoption. So jump to my Facebook page, Motor City Hypnotist on Facebook, and you can watch the episodes and see the picture of these, of Cupcake.
Cupcake.
Cupcake needs a home.
Hey,
look at that.
I want to take Cupcake home.
I know. Look at that. You know, that face.
I want to take every dog home, but you know, that's just
I would too. That's probably my job in my next life is to like run a dog shelter you know what I wanted to do when I was a kid?
What's that?
Be a veterinarian.
Really?
That was in my head as a kid.
What war were you to be in?
Hmm?
Never mind.
What? what war would I be?
We have.
I ain't listening to you no more.
We have a beautiful child at home, and he was told that he had to do a report on a veteran, and had to interview a veteran.
Oh no! Did he interview a veterinarian?
And he came home, and I love this kid to death. He's like, "Yeah, we have to interview a veterinarian, and I don't know any veterinarians. Do you?"
Oh no!
But we got him set straight, and he took care of it. He interviewed a veteran.
What happened?
It was. God, I love this kid, but it was just, I just had to chuckle.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I would do that. I would be a veterinarian or own a dog shelter or whatever. So yeah. Cupcake needs a home. Yep. DetroitDogRescue.com. The link will be in our show notes. So if you want to look for that, check it out.
Love it.
All right, folks, we're going to come back next week, next Monday evening. We're going to have, I'm already telling you, one of our episodes, we're going to have a top 10 list. We're going to do top 10 Christmas movies.
Movies?
Yes.
All right.
We have not done this. In fact, we're going to do two top 10 lists back to back for our next Monday episode. Top 10 Christmas songs and top 10 Christmas movies. How's that?
I love it.
How are those apples?
Those are good apples.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm looking forward to the next two episodes.
Good for you.
So yeah, that's my decision on our episodes for next week for the Christmas season.
I have opinions about the top 10 movies.
I'm sure you do.
And I will tell you my top, my number 10.
Yeah.
A Christmas Story. Number 9. A Christmas Story. Number 8.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story. So
Die Hard in there.
Number 7. A Christmas Story.
Okay. There you go. So yes, we'll be counting down a couple of top tens next week. So join us 8:00 Eastern Standard Time, Facebook Live. Motor City Hypnotist is the page. Check it out.
Yep.
We'll be hopping on there live.
Love it.
All right, folks.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Are we changing things?
No, I was just going to think about something. Just take care. Holidays are a couple weeks away. We'll be here next Monday. Check in. Be safe and all that kind of good stuff. Take time for yourself. That's what I wanted to say.
Love it.
All right, folks. Change your thinking. Change your life. Laugh hard. Run fast. Be kind. We'll see you next time.